So, Ellen, who's our guest? I haven't met him before.
Our guest is Sean Sawyer, who's the new executive director of the Olana Partnership.
And so, Sean,
happy to have you here.
Our first question, we were talking about you a little bit earlier. Our first question is, can you explain the difference between TOP, the Olana Partnership, and what is the other division called, the part run by the state?
The part by the state is called the New York State Department of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. And so we are the private part of the public-private partnership. And we're the private part of the public-private partnership, TOP, the Olana Partnership. I mean, I really think the important thing for the world at large and our visitors is that we're Olana. And exactly. It's our job to work together really well to make it Olana.
See, Ellen, you were trying to say there was some opposition between the two groups.
No. Watch out, he puts words in people's mouths.
Okay, well, I come from a long line of that. So,
the first thing noticeable about your resume is that, and we don't need to comment on the previous director, but you have a more academic background in these museum matters, correct?
Yes.
You want to talk about that?
Of it's accidental. Some of it very, very intentional. I guess spending 9 years getting a PhD is pretty intentional, about as intentional as it gets.
In architectural history?
In architectural history, yes. Nice. Yes. And then I looked around the academic world and realized I'd have to leave and go far away from my family. So I decided to the world that needs a lot of help, which is fundraising and museums.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'd never heard that before.
Well, you know, when you're in graduate school and you see that the only jobs PhDs are getting in English, which is my thing, were like in Nowheresville.
I see.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Sean.
Yeah, I'm sure they were lovely places, but they were very far from my very modern family. My partner and I have a son who's almost 20 now.
Oh, wow.
So it was right at the time I was finishing my dissertation and co-parent with two women. And friends of ours. And so, it was a choice I made very actively, also very intentionally, to be a parent. And so I did not want to, in any way move away from that. So. Mm-hmm.
So how many days have you been in the position here?
Days. Oh, I know weeks. I'm coming
weeks.
Up on the end
weeks
of the fifth
okay.
week. So
I remember when I last saw you, you hadn't moved into your place here. Have you moved in
well,
yet?
Well, I'm in a nice temporary place here in Hudson. We've got a great place that's got some work going on, and
also
we're looking
Hudson?
Forward to coming in also in Hudson.
Cool.
Yep. And close enough so that my partner can easily walk from the train station. So,
oh, cool.
Which is great. Yeah.
Well, you arrive at Olana at this really exciting moment when River Crossings, the exhibition that you're doing with Thomas Kohlhaas.
Which is cool. You can take credit for it.
No, I take credit for what has to happen. Keep it sustaining its momentum.
Yeah.
But
excuse me, Ellen, for one second. One thing I noticed last week on one of the days, how many people were walking around town who were clearly not locals, but had their little sticker on from having been at River Crossings, which is a nice sign.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you didn't notice that? That's right. You're not quite the flaneur.
I'm not a street walker.
Oh, God forbid. That's all in your past.
Traditions die. Traditions die.
But I am really happy to see the shuttle bus.
Yes, the shuttle is a great opportunity. It really is.
And it was put into place, I think, primarily to lure people up from New York or down from Albany.
I will claim not having been in on the thinking early on, but I mean, just going around town a little bit already in the weeks that I've been here, I've heard that, transportation can be an issue for people from everywhere. And so this is certainly, it does start at the start or, have its principal loop at the Amtrak station, goes up Warren Street over to Catskill and Thomas Cole House and then to Olana and then back and just keeps doing that loop. So it's a River Crossings shuttle Saturday. It's free, very free.
Just on Saturday.
Just on Saturday. So from 10:30 to 6. It's an experiment. It's not an inexpensive thing. We're able to do it. Really, it took sort of a village to put it together in terms of funders. So it's New York State Council on the Arts, the Empire State Development Corporation, the Division of Tourism, the Village of Catskill, and the Columbia County Tourism Department. So all these people kind of pulling together, working with us.
Did you notice, Ellen, taking some credit for that? She used to serve in New York Council.
I'm an alumni of the New York State Arts Council.
Well, thank you very
much.
alumni giving. It's powerful.
Yeah, right. We used to think so. This doesn't mean that I have to go and go on a train and come back so I can take the shuttle, I don't think.
Not at all. So, we really want to do more awareness raising and publicity, and we're working on that. And we're going to get some sandwich boards out on the Saturdays so people know exactly where the stops are.
There are multiple stops on Warren.
There's one stop, but it's 5th and Warren is the main stop after the Amtrak station. It's all on our website, all the details, the rivercrossings.org website. So that's the exhibition website, collaborative with the Cole House. So, but it's, you know, Saturday is a great day to come up and see the exhibition. Mm-hmm. Sundays have been getting sold out. Encourage everyone. We've gotten some great PR. We have a lot of people coming from all over. Encourage people to come up. Think about Saturday because you got the shuttle and it's open touring in the house.
Oh, I see. On Sunday, it's only
to the end of the to 5.
So you don't have to make a reservation for that one.
Well, you can book in, but no, it's much easier to get in. We have space still. We have flexibility. We want to encourage people to take advantage of that. The tours are getting very full.
And when I understand that artists are giving tours, some of the artists in the show, I believe?
Actually, it's a different set of artists. The artists in the show, you know, are these internationally recognized, celebrated artists, including some local people, you know, like Lynn Davis.
Too big for us.
You know, but they're not necessarily free on all Saturdays to come up. So we have Amy Huffnagel, our director of education, has done a great job in organizing something called Artist on Art. And it's Saturday, 11 a.m. tours, limited to 12 people, because the first one last week was sort of almost like a performance piece, you know, being involved in it. And so they're intended to kind of illuminate the idea of contemporary art in a historic setting, which is, you know, a very distinctive part of the show, and it's been getting a lot of attention, this exhibition. I really encourage people to come out. There are more local artists. They all live in the region. I think this Saturday we have Chad Kleisch, who's a photographer. Next Saturday it's Michael Oatman, who's a professor of architecture at RPI, and then July 4th is Ken Seth Armstead, who's a multimedia installation artist who lives locally, I believe, in Hudson, but it's done work in the Whitney, the Brooklyn Museum, the Guggenheim, you know, so pretty impressive artists themselves, but more locally based.
Are you doing any kind of survey to kind of find out where people are coming from and what's bringing them and...
Yes, we are doing a survey, and we're working on that with the state and with the Cole House to try to make sure we're looking at the same
things. When you have the grants, that's part of you have to do afterwards anyway, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not trying to diminish it.
No, I mean, it's an important part. We want to hear what people think. And, you know, I just invite people as the new president up on the top of the hill with Olana. You know, I'm in Hudson. I would love to hear from people. My email and phone number are there, you know, available on the website. I'm just going around, you know, right now. I've started with our board of directors and our past chair people and things, but I really want to eventually try to hear from as many people as possible about Olana and their thoughts.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I want to ride the shuttle is to talk to people and see where they're coming from and, you know, what
you love free stuff. You love free stuff.
Yeah, I think we had a couple from last weekend that was from Britain and had heard about Hudson and Olana and, you know, finally made it up here. Evelyn, our curator, was with them on that shuttle trip.
But. Well, we're getting, Hudson itself is getting a lot of attention. And sometimes I think I want them all to go away because they don't always get what Hudson is about.
And what is that, Ellen? Oh, what is Hudson about?
What is, well... It's hard to explain, but it's more than just hip and hot and cool and all those adjectives they use.
I might differ on that.
You might. Well, it is hip and it is cool.
And it's hot. But it's Olana, too, right?
That's right.
Even though it's not technically in the city.
It's Greenport.
It's Greenport. Yeah. It has a Hudson address, and that gets us in trouble sometimes because people say they're from Hudson when
that.
Well, Church had that on his letterhead, is my understanding. You know, I think it's where the train station was, right?
Well,
I see a sign down there say it's the old one of the oldest train stations continually operating in the
and you know
state.
Greenport
was part of
annexed itself, if that's it separated from Hudson at a certain point. Okay. I'm not quite sure what the date was. Yeah. Yeah. But there's a ring of called Greenport that's around Hudson.
Of course.
So when a church was here...
It could have been Hudson.
It could have been Hudson.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
And he was involved with the First Presbyterian Church to a certain extent. Anyway.
No, it was interesting. It was Frederick and Isabel Church's 155th wedding anniversary last weekend, so I was curious about sort of the circumstances of their marriage, and so Valerie Ballant, one of our curators, looked up, and I was asking about his religion. And he really was sort of Protestant, but he was involved in the Presbyterian Church here. He had been born into the Congregational Church, and I believe she was Episcopalian. I might be misremembering that last one, but it was a
Protestants are all
non-denominational kind of thing. So,
yeah, we just move around from one church to the other.
Well, that's what you're protesting, right? Sean, what are some of the things you have in the... how long is this going for, the River Crossings?
So River Crossings goes through November 1st.
Oh.
The shuttle runs all the way through. October 31st is a Saturday. That's the last shuttle. The open touring runs 2 to 6 all the way through on Saturday afternoons. And then the Artist on Art runs all the way through the program. I think the last... date, you can look on our website again, and that's at olana.org. We'll have information on the Artist on Art, you'll find out who they are, and you can pick which one sounds most interesting and come along.
Are all the speeches at Olana, or are there some Cole speeches too?
This is just an Olana partnership program.
Okay.
Yes, so this is where our partnership staff comes in and helps support what happens at the site. And so we've pulled this program together that focuses on particularly Olana and the art in the rooms and spaces at Olana and Frederick Church. And, the artists are taking it the way they want to take it. So, this is not your regular historic house tour by any means. This is a very different experiential kind of thing.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, and we have our summer party coming up in August, which is going to be fun. On August 8th, we have movie night, which I understand
icebergs.
Is a tradition. Yes, icebergs in August is the Olana summer party. We have an amazing board member, Chris Jones, who's doing great work on it. It's going to be a fun evening. Stair Galleries is our supporter. We're grateful for that very much. We have movie night on August 29th. I understand it's a tradition in town. I was at the Verizon store recently. The guy said he met his wife at movie night. So,
really?
Magic can happen.
Ellen. I'm married.
You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have a live music performance on the East Lawn on June 27th. So there's just stuff happening all summer long. Look at the website, and I'm sure.
And then Groundswell in September.
Groundswell. Absolutely.
Our
amazing thing in September. It seems so far off, but it's coming up.
Wait to see. It's going to be your first one. You're going to be amazed.
Yeah. No, I've listened
to
the tape.
It's gotten better and better.
From a couple.
And the people who are signed up this year are even more exciting.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
It's true. Thank you, Tom, for mentioning that.
Oh,
it's September 19th, and I think we have a rain date this year.
Yeah,
this is unusual.
Last year, just because last year it got soaked.
It rained a
got
little.
Got soaked out, And there was, in terms of people showing up who didn't have tickets, it was lower than expected because of the rain. But it was a brilliant background to William Basinski's performance because it was kind of a dreary, kind of moody piece of music that you listened to. It was coming from behind you as you stared out in that incredible frame of the view shed right there on the amazing moment. Anyway.
Well, I think since Saturdays are free on the shuttle, but also since Sundays seem to be sold out, we should encourage our listeners to try to go on Saturday.
It's a great
day.
Exhibition. You want to do the artist tour, you want to do free touring, you want to take the shuttle, and,
So with great. All this sort of pre-planned before you came on board, does it make your summer... easy?
There is so much to learn. It's quite an operation, and we have some really great things happening with the landscape restoration that are full on, and the state through Cuomo's 2020 plan is really there to support and the restoration and work. Mm-hmm. So job's cut out for me. It's a big, big job.
Excuse me. Your previous experience, was it house museum work or just...
I most recently was running a foundation called the Royal Oak Foundation that does fundraising for preservation and conservation.
Ooh, fundraising. That's
that's
a good
experience. That's the name of the game. When I was a grad student, I was fundraising.
Hey, speaking of fundraising, folks, 697-7400. We're in the middle of a pledge drive. Let us not forget.
And we have a matching pledge.
We have a matching pledge for $1,000. So every dollar you pledge will be matched. Please, please. Or you won't get interviews with Sean Sawyer, the new head of TOP.
That's
anyway.
697-7400.
Yes. So you're a good fundraiser. Maybe you could give us some advice.
Oh, well, you looked at you got the number out there. That's great. You know, I think it's just part of our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's how you do good things. You got to raise the money to do it, and yeah. There's a lot of interested people out there who want to get involved, engaged in your work. I believe it's about connecting people with the content and the meaning.
Yeah,
you know,
I went to one Alana gala in the city. I think it was my first and last gala. I'm not cut out for that kind of thing.
You're pretty gala.
No, my wife likes to go to them, but that's not my thing.
Well, we've done a lot of galas in the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's part of what the city scene is. And the city scene was there 50 years ago when Alana was, you know, being saved. And
The
local scene was there 50 years ago. You know, so it's a combination.
Right.
So,
well, back to what your work has been in the past, I think I saw a couple of farm museums.
Yes.
And I found that really interesting. I know there's one, is it in Queens?
There is the Queens County Farm Museum.
In the middle of Queens.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's Dutch farmhouses in so many places. Of course, we're in the Dutch heartland here, you know, and that's fascinating to me. And there's a period I immersed myself in right after graduate school. I was the director of the Wyckoff Farmhouse, which is on the border between East Flatbush and Canarsie.
Wow.
So close to JFK on its original foundations, the oldest structure in New York State, 1637. And we turned it, this 1 acre little park that was left in what had been the food belt, you know, kind of breadbasket of really the whole country, this sort of Western Long Island, and, you know, into a market garden that focused on job training skills for local youth. And so it was really somewhat about horticulture, but a lot about just learning to make a budget and run a cash register and be able to get a job out of high school. So,
what did you do your dissertation on?
I did my dissertation on the Palace of Westminster as a place of national identity. Yes, we're getting into real dissertation land here, right? So the architecture of John Soane in particular, who's a very idiosyncratic British architect.
Hey, speaking of Westminster, hot news. Philip Larkin's getting a plaque there.
Wow.
Isn't that where the poets...
It's a hard thing to do, get a plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know you're a Philip Larkin fan, Ellen. No. I recite the one poem I know, but it begins with a very vulgar word.
Oh, okay.
Or a second word is very vulgar.
We better not do that.
It's a great poem.
We're in the middle of a pledge drive.
It's called This Be the Verse. Anybody interested, look it up. You'll be amused. Anyway.
697-7400 is the number to call. And, you know, I know people are so fascinated with this interview that they're not thinking about giving money.
I know. I love that idea that, you know, people would develop a national identity over a place, because you do feel that, and these were both places that were one in particular was in disrepair. Monticello has that appeal, I think, to people, as does Mount Vernon.
Yes.
But Monticello, you know, was almost destroyed
right.
at one point. And this one family was living there, and they kind of kept it so that it could be preserved at some point. But, I mean, you go there now and you can't believe it was in a wreck, as almost Alana happened.
Right. Well, Alana was remarkably intact, which is one of the things that I think really helped. But it was, you know, a really crucial victory in the preservation world, in our culture, in terms of preservation. It was at the right time, too, that it worked that way. You know, there was a little bit of a political story to it.
Yeah.
There's a great transcript that Dorothy Heil did.
I hear someone's writing a book about it.
Oh, really?
plug.
David Huntington, you know, this art history professor, is the one that the interview is about. And he was a key player, but there were a lot of other people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have another event coming up that you're doing with the Arts Council.
Yes, absolutely. I have pages of events here.
Oh,
I mean, it's fantastic. But Plein Air, which is a regular event with the Columbia Council, County Council of Arts, is July 9th through the 11th.
We have two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have two
of the paintings produced during the Plein Air.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, you know, I've told you, there's a bench to my mother-in-law up there.
Right.
So whenever someone does that, we sort of, my wife.
Oh.
That's great. Yeah, that's on Crown Hill, the bench.
Right.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's nice.
There's 30 artists this year. Was, I think, more competitive applications than ever.
Yeah, that's
cool.
They're
coming from all over now.
All over. We've got somebody from Quebec, I believe, coming down to be in the show.
Well, you know, as the landscape gets restored, there's more to paint.
That's right. You need more artists.
Well, there's more foreground, middle ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right, right. Yeah. Right, and there's also an auction piece to that. I guess people realize that it's, you know, it's both a, it's a very multi-layered event in the sense that you get to sort of see the art being made, but there's also children's and family programs around it, and also then the sort of auction that helps benefit Columbia Arts Council and us.
How do you get a wet painting home without...
You dry it first.
Carefully.
Oh, you dry
carefully.
It first.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get a fan and aim it at the
Maybe paint. They use quick dry paint. I don't know.
Anyway, that's always a great event, but it's usually in the fall. And
is it?
Yes, you're right. Yes. In the high season, right?
Yeah. It's always the high season around here. You know, were you in Hudson for the Flag Day Parade?
I was up at Olana for the Flag Day Parade working, but I heard it very clearly, which was very interesting.
Really?
And I did see, you know, see the photos and everything. It looked fantastic.
Did you stay there
next year?
The fireworks? Could you see the...
Yes, I saw the fireworks, absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
How did it look
right
there?
In Hudson. So, fantastic. Yeah. I thought it was great. It was really nice.
And this week is Hudson Pride.
Yes, we have friends coming up from all over, friends from Asheville, North Carolina
it's
coming
great,
up.
It's a great, great event.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Right.
Anyway...
Well,
what
thanks
else,
for
Tom?
Coming in. I have nothing more. I'm
okay.
done.
Well, thank you very much.
No, thank
really
you.
Is there
it.
Anything else you would like to tell us?
Well, I'll just echo the free shuttles on Saturdays. Right. Saturday's the time to come to River Crossings at Olana. But no, I'm just really, really pleased to have the opportunity to be here in Hudson and at Olana.
And really all these things, excuse me, are you can find out about it at olana.org.
Olana.org. There you go.
It's a... very useful website for all information about what's going on at Olana. We've been talking to Sean Sawyer, the new executive director of TOP, the Olana Partnership. Sean, thanks you very much for coming in. We'll take a little break here, play some more music.